بسم الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It's your sister Naima B. Robert here, and today I'm going to be talking about the importance of networks for you as a children's author. A lot of writing can be lonely, can be isolating. If you're the only one in your family who has a dream of writing a book, if none of your friends have ever written a book or wanted to write a book, if you don't know anyone who's written a book or wants to write a book, it can be pretty lonely. And the worst part about being alone on this journey is the doubts that creep in, the fear that comes up, those times when you feel like giving up, when you feel like, I can never do this. You know, why did I even start in the first place? Who do I think I am? You know, what makes me think that I can do X, Y, or Z? So this video is really a reminder about the importance of companions on the journey. There are so many different ways for you to link with and network with other sisters who have the same dream as you, other women who are doing what you are doing. And because the writing journey can be so lonely, because, you know, it can feel so isolating to have a dream that no one really understands and nobody else has, I want to urge you to find your people. Find companions on the journey. If you're writing for children, connect with other children's authors. If you're on social media, especially Instagram, connect with other children's authors on Instagram. Follow their work, support them, buy their books. Trust me, in this community, reciprocity is so important. It's reciprocal. When you start to build networks, you are able to support others, and then they in turn can support you. But as you build your relationships with other authors who are doing the same thing as you, expand that. Follow the publishers that you're interested in. Follow the editors. Sign up for the summits. Sign up for the conferences. Put your hand up to read your book at your local school. Meet librarians. Go and give writing classes if you feel confident enough. All of these build your network and also solidify you in your confidence that, yes, you can do this. What I've found over the years, mashallah, is one of the things that sisters love the most is having other sisters on the journey with them, to celebrate with them, to commiserate with them, to support them when they have questions. And I've seen in my own programs, you know, some sisters who they've worked together to put their launches together to make them successful. You know, they've mentored each other. They've coached each other. One of them will have self-published and the other one is just starting on that journey, and she will be helping her to get her to the place where she needs to be. A lot of people think that they don't have enough experience, enough knowledge to help others, to coach others, to mentor others. But as I said in a recent summit when I was speaking with some of my graduating clients, was that remember that you are always 5, 10, 50, 100 steps ahead of someone else. Whoever you are, you are definitely going to be 5, 10, 50, 100 steps ahead of someone else. So never think that you don't have anything to offer or that you haven't learned enough to be able to help somebody else, that you don't have any value to anyone else. You can't mentor, you can't coach, you couldn't train, you couldn't do a talk, you couldn't do a workshop. That's nonsense. It's just the fear talking and the self-doubt coming back up again. If you put in the time and the effort and the investment to better yourself as an author, if you're writing, if you're editing, if you're pitching your work, you will see your outcome, inshallah. The only way that failure is guaranteed is if you give up. I want to tell you a story of one of my clients, one of my favorite clients, mashallah. We've been working together for several years, and this sister had a dream of being published by a traditional publisher. And she held on to that dream, and she wouldn't accept anything else. Even though we said to her, you know, there are Muslim publishers, there are Islamic publishers, you know, you could self-publish, this is a really good story. And she would nod and say, yes, 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 I know, but I want to be published by a traditional publisher. So we helped her write and edit and pitch, write, edit, pitch. She did that for years. And here's what happened. First, she didn't hear anything back from anyone. Radio silence. Then she started to get rejections. I said to her, this is good. At least they're responding to you, mashallah. Then she would get rejections, and she'd also get letters back saying, it's not for us, but keep writing. Then she started to receive messages that this is really a good story. What it needs is this and that and that. Can you see if you can make that work and then send it back to us? And then she started getting people saying, you know, we want to see, maybe this is not for us, but send us something else. And eventually she got not just one, but two and three publishers who said, this is perfect for us. Let's go. We're going to take it to the meeting. We want to sign you. And I remember she had a call with me, and she said, I feel so disheartened. I've tried for so long, and I've tried with so many publishers, and I just keep getting all these different things that I mentioned to you. And I said to her, can you see how there are levels to this? When you first started out, you weren't getting anything back. Then you started getting rejections. Then you started getting kind rejections, but with suggestions. All of these are building up to something. Don't give up. If you keep going, you will see your outcome bi-idhnillah. And I'm happy to say that she did see her outcome. She got three books published, one with an Islamic publisher, another with a very well-respected Canadian publisher, mashallah. And, you know, she's on her next book. She's still pitching. She's still out there. But my point is this. Find companions on the journey, because you need to hear stories like this. You need to see sisters winning. You also need to see sisters trying. And when they fail, getting back up again and going for it again, so that you, inshallah, can be heartened and inspired and motivated to keep going too, inshallah. Like I said, we've seen it happen once, twice, 10 times, 20 times more. Those sisters are no different from you. The difference is that they showed up for their dream. They wrote, they edited, they pitched, and they didn't stop until they got their outcome. So my question to you, what's holding you back? Consider this your public service announcement and your wake-up call from me. I pray that this series has been beneficial for you. I hope that you took action, and I hope that you have something to show for it. And if you'd like more help, if you would like more training, if you feel that you want to understand more about children's books, if you want to work on solid pieces and you dream of getting your book published, I'd love to help you. As I said, we've done it before. We are currently doing it, and inshallah ta'ala, we will continue to do it. And we'd love for you to be one of those sisters that works with us. So simply go to my website, naimarobert.com/services. Before you send in an application, just scroll down the page and look at all the other sisters on there. No different from you, except that they were determined and they invested time, effort and resources. And by Allah's grace, they got their outcome. And inshallah, you will too. Thanks so much for rocking with me. I pray this series has been beneficial for you. And I hope to see you all on that list of 222 Muslima authors by the end of the year, inshallah. It's your sister Naima B. Robert, signing out from the Writing for Children series. Jazakumullahu khairan.